Tonight on the Teen Mom Reunion, all of the moms are looking fierce, fab, and of course there is always drama. We have so much to get into, so you guys stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah. Gone on you with the pick and roll. Younger Flame here in sicko mode.
Hey. What is up, guys? We are back for the season finale of Teen Mom, Young and Pregnant.
Come on.
We're here for the reunion show, honey.
You're back.
Yay. I'm back.
Hi. Hey.
Hope you all had an amazing Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Happy New Year. I am your girl, Drew Jones. I cannot do this without my amazing panel, so you guys introduce yourselves.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. I'm Tyler. Happy to be here.
Same here, guys. What's up? My feeling? Let's talk.
Let's talk. How was your all holidays?
It was good. You know what?
Oh, was it good?
It was good, but New Year's did not turn out the way I wanted to. I didn't even get into the club I paid to get into. It was a disaster.
Wait, why didn't you get in?
They overbooked.
This story is more interesting than the reunion. Hold on. What happened? They overbooked?
They overbooked. They sold too many tickets and people were just showing up, letting random people in, and it was a hot mess.
Did you get your money back?
No.
What?
On the ticket, it says no refund.
Not even if we don't let you in?
It was terrible. Yeah. But I still had a good night, though. It was fun.
Damn, you're a positive person.
I try.
You know.
I got into the club I paid for.
Oh, good.
Yeah, my friend's apartment.
I was going to say,
just chilled and watched TV and went to sleep.
I didn't make it out for that long. I went out, tried to go to a party, tried to last. Got to be like 10:30, and I was like, I need my sweatpants. So I left, put on some sweatpants, ate some Olive Garden, like,
yes.
And, you know, had a good old time and went to bed at 1 o'clock like an adult.
Mm-hmm. That's how we do.
Yeah, this reunion.
Come on.
You know, it was a disappointment a little bit, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because I feel like we had a lot of interesting things happened this season. I just don't think that this was a good sum up of it.
Me neither.
I was going to say the same thing. I don't feel like the reunion brought closure or brought anything new to what we already had. I felt like they said a lot of the things. Sorry, they were just rehashing a bunch of the stuff that already happened in the show.
Yeah. Same. But there just wasn't. I think the way the show went, it kind of slowly came to a good close almost. Like,
right.
People are in therapy. The girls are going back to school. There was no big drama that was at the end, except for Stefan, maybe. And that was it.
Yeah, there's not much of a cliffhanger. So,
no.
Sean was in rehab. We go to the reunion. Sean, you still in rehab? Yep. Cool.
Yeah. Let's talk about the host, because I think hosts for these type of reunion shows are super important. Just saying, MTV, if you ever want some fun people to host, you know, stir some stuff up.
Please.
You got three right here. But we had Angela Simmons, who is known, Rev Run's daughter. She's also on Growing Up Hip Hop. She's on a bunch of things. We love Angela Simmons. But she was the host along with Dr. Joy Bradford. I love that they have somebody there who kind of like can really dive in deep. The only thing I feel like is missing is normally with these type of review shows, we get like Dr. Drew, which I like the name, but he's kind of like,
we got Dr. Drew right here,
just minus the PhD. But he normally is like a very no BS type of guy, and he really kind of pushes the narrative. And I feel like they kind of there's a couple moments they didn't let up. But for the most part, I feel like they went pretty soft on the moms and the families. But what did you guys think?
I agree with you. I like that they added a new factor that was something new we've never really seen before. And she was a woman. So I kind of got like a motherly vibe. It was very just sweet and very nice, but I felt like the guys, especially Kyler, in my opinion, should have been held accountable a little bit more.
Absolutely.
For what was going on this season. So
was Kyler on the reunion?
What?
They were on and off so fast. I thought, I agree with what you're saying. I think, however, they didn't have a ton to work with because of what we said before. The series kind of ended on a good note. There wasn't really a cliffhanger. So they didn't have a ton to work with, but I think they really could have stuck it to him about a lot of the issues that happened earlier in the season and really could have delved deeper into that.
Yeah. Yes. Before we hop into each of the moms' individual stories, at the end of the show, we are going to, just to wrap up the season, we thought it'd be fun, instead of doing our gold star moment of the week like we normally do, we have a couple of awards we want to give out, including gold star moment of the season. So if you're in the live, be sure to start thinking of that and let us know. But we have a couple categories that we're going to throw up some nominees, and we'll figure it out. We'll vote it out. But before we get into that, let's go with our first mom that they cover, and that is our girl, Ashley. Mm-hmm. We find out that her and Barr are still together.
Yes.
They're both in therapy. We get a little more details on the night that the domestic violence happened. We find out that she thought Barr got shot.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody man. Told what? Her that yeah. Barr got shot.
Yeah, I was like, well, that escalated quickly.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
So we find that out. They are still engaged. They're just taking it slow. There's no date. They're not rushing it. Pastor T came in with new energy. She basically said she would support Ashley.
And a new look.
Yeah, she had bundles. Sure. Yep. Bundles, honey.
Yes, she did.
But she didn't know that they were together. So let's talk about Ashley. What did you guys think of her little segment?
She looked great yet again.
Mm-hmm. She did look great.
All the moms are really on point with their outfits, and they all look fantastic. So props to you guys.
Yeah, the makeup was on point. Mm-hmm. With Ashley, I like that she was talking about them going to therapy, and she said that they're going to therapy separately, but then they're also going to therapy together. And I think that that is a good way to go about it, because they have their issues as a couple, but then they also have the issues just in their own lives with their own family. So I really like that.
Yeah, I've said it for a long time. I think she really has her head on straight. I like the way she's kind of taking everything as it comes, and I think she deals with it very intelligently. And we see it again with the reunion.
Yeah. Something she said that I really liked was Dr. Joy asked her, you know, do you blame yourself for the Barr thing? And she was very confident in her, no, like, that wasn't my fault, that was him. And I think that was, one, it was great to hear from her, but two, I think it's a great example to people at home who have dealt with it. Like, no matter what the situation is, there's no excuse to ever put your hands on somebody.
Sure.
Yes.
And so I think it was great to see her, you know that that wasn't her fault, that she didn't deserve that. And I think people back home who are watching can relate and, you know, hopefully find that same courage.
Can you imagine the roller coaster of emotion that is, though? You find out that your boyfriend got shot.
Yeah.
And then you go all over. She's calling everybody, calling his mom, everything to find him. She finally finds him. He's just wasted somewhere like an idiot. And then she's like, forget. That's a right. And then she goes home and then he shows up and then all that stuff happens. What kind of night?
Yeah,
that's a crazy night. And she talked about it in the last episode when she was in therapy, that the drinking has been an issue for a while, but that this was the first time that he's ever put his hands on her. Right. So I just think that night must have been crazy for her. She was probably like, what the heck is going on?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can we all agree, though, that the biggest disappointment of the reunion
was that Barr still has a rat tail?
No. Second. That's second.
I forgot about that.
Was it Barr's mom wasn't on?
Come
on.
We missed you, Shane.
That is ratings gold. How do we not have the final battle between Shen and Pastor T?
They should have had her on.
Come on.
You know, I would be very interested. I'm sure Ashley has probably addressed it or will address it, but I would have been very interested to know why Shen didn't show up, because there had to be a reason.
They didn't even talk about it at all.
That's right.
They didn't.
And the last time they had like a mini reunion, she had to be on Skype because she couldn't even be in the same room.
Right.
So I guess that's
Skype is still available.
That's the next step. But we don't want to spend too much time on Ashley because MTV didn't spend too much time on Ashley. So we're going to hop right into Brianna. We find out that Brianna's out there with her sister and Jessica, her mom. They all look amazing, especially Jessica in the little blue dress. I was like, okay, girl.
Yes.
We find out that Robert will not be a part of the show. He actually blocked MTV on Skype.
Rob, which I was like, dude, come on, man. You only had 15 minutes of fame. Like, you got to stretch that out.
Yeah.
Get on the reunion.
Bless his heart,
come
honestly.
Come on, man.
But we, I mean, I think we saw a lot of growth from Brianna. She says she's not against Brayson's dad coming into the picture, but she's not going to force or beg somebody to be a part of it, and that's why she hasn't gone after the dad.
Right.
What did we think of Brianna on the reunion and just Brianna on the season as a whole?
I like that she doesn't feel like she should force Brayson's dad to be in his life, because it just... then it's not very genuine. You're there because I've been forcing you to be there. But I also agree with her mom when it comes to contacting him to at least get some support finance-wise. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
I mean, I completely disagree. That family, we've seen them struggle mm-hmm. the whole time, the whole season, financially. There's no reason why this kid's dad can't support, help, chip in. It's his responsibility as a parent. And I think if he doesn't want to be involved with the kid, that's one thing. But he has to be financially responsible to some extent. And I think they don't deserve to struggle, you know, that much, however much he should be contributing. So I think she absolutely should reach out, even if it is just to get some financial support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely think there should be some financial support there no matter what. Do I think we're going to see it anytime soon? Probably not. But I do like that Brianna's single right now. Mm-hmm. I think this is my last time I was on the show. That was my like hope for her, is that she stays single for a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of works on her. And it looks like she's doing that, so kudos to her. Yeah. And
I also liked that we got a little bit more insight, or at least to me, some direct insight onto why she broke up with Robert.
Yeah.
Because I felt like it was a little amorphous when we were watching it, and she really hit the nail on the head. He didn't seem interested. He wasn't motivated. Look, I'm telling you, I'm thinking about breaking up with you, and you don't seem to care. You're not showing any emotion. Yeah. So it was good for her to put that in words. Also disappointed that her sister didn't get to speak during the reunion.
Yeah, she didn't.
It was very short-lived. I wonder, with things like this, with reunions like this, normally there's a lot of content that's filmed and then they'll edit it down.
True.
So maybe that was what happened there. But yeah, it definitely was a bummer just because her sister has been such a little beacon of light.
Yes.
And intelligence. She's very, very smart. And also, sorry to drop in, but very glad that Brayson is progressing at a good level, especially with his arm and everything. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my gosh. And that's her twin.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
when the moms all came out together and they had the babies, like, I think we were both looking like, that is identical. Like, all the babies look like their parents. But, like,
oh, yeah.
Brianna and Brayson are, you can never deny that kid ever in life.
That round head, the whole face. Yeah. So round. So cute. I love
it. So cute. So, Lexi,
was Lexi on the show?
Yeah.
Did she speak?
We had a little sprinkle of Lexi on the reunion. We see her all cuddled up on the couch with Kyler. I think that's the most affection we've seen from Kyler the entire season.
And Kyler got a new hat.
He did.
For the show.
It looks clean. So kudos to you, Kyler. We're very proud. We see them all on the couch with Amber, who is Lexi's mom. And it seems like everything is chill. Everything is good to go.
Yeah.
They ask Kyler if he thinks Lexi is the one. And he says that.
Oh, this is the best response you could give.
She's the one right now.
Who knows what's going to happen in the future?
Yeah.
I expected nothing less from Kyler.
I mean, I can't say that I'm particularly surprised, disheartened by it.
But true to Lexi form, she basically agreed with him.
She went along with it.
Definitely she's did. Like, yeah, he's right. You don't really know.
But if I'm not mistaken, as soon as he said that, her head kind of went down like this. And I just felt bad for her in that moment because it seemed like maybe she was hoping for a different answer, but
there's a point. I feel like my sympathy towards Lexi has kind of faded away because there's a point where it's like, baby girl, you gotta just have some self-respect.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you're so beautiful. You're so like smart and you have so much empathy and you have so many things going for you. And if you're continuing to allow yourself to be with this dud,
yes,
then you're going to feel like a dud.
And she seems like she feels like a dud.
And she seems like she's content feeling like a dud. So
Yeah.
That's on you.
This is true. And you know what? We're not the only people that think this, because I've scrolled through her comments from time to time, and people get on her a lot about Kyler and the way that he treats her. So everyone sees it, but she still continues to come to his defense. So maybe there's really a side we don't know, but I don't know. I feel like he's just like that.
Maybe it's more, remember when we saw the birthday party and he was joking around and actually flirting a little bit and stuff like that? Maybe we just don't see it on the show. And when the cameras are around, he's more reserved. And maybe in private life, he's more like that. Because if he's more like that, I could see it.
Here's what I will say on that, as far as like him being reserved or whatever. If you're content with making me the mother of your child, your alleged love of your life, look like a dummy on TV, then you're not rocking with me that hard. Because I would never make somebody I care about look like that or look stupid on TV.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, as much as we like to pretend like we don't care about people's opinions when it comes to our relationships and whatnot, like, we do. We're human, you know? Especially when it's a huge number of people now having an opinion on your relationship.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm disappointed. I was hoping that Dr. Joy and Angela were going to hold him accountable for some of his BS that he's pulled throughout the season, but it was kind of just like...
They were in and out of that segment so quick.
So quick.
Like, nothing happened. Yeah. I mean, they haven't moved, right? I don't think Kyler finished high school yet.
Yeah.
But they didn't talk about any of this. Or they didn't talk about, did she go back to college like she investigated? What? Nothing.
Yeah. They kind of gave us, Kyler gave us the whole, my parents were, you know, absent, so I have a poor time with authority. And that was kind of like, oh, okay. Good enough reason.
Yeah. Sure.
And it's like, no, that's not the way
a Which we knew already.
Not the way a functioning adult works, but go off. So finally in the episode, in the reunion, we get a little bit of like something.
This is it. This should have started the show.
Yeah.
Some pizzazz.
Finally something to like bring us in. Kayla never disappoints.
Never.
We find out she's still going strong with Luke, but we're Team Luke, right? Like, we like Luke.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Cool mermaid outfit, by the way.
Yeah. She looked great. I'm pretty sure that outfit was from Fashion Nova.
Yes.
Because I think I almost bought it.
Love it.
But she was killing it, so I could never. But her and Luke are still going strong.
They're living together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mama likes Luke, which is great. Isaiah likes Luke, which is great.
I wasn't pumped about Mom's answer to that, by the way.
About Luke?
Yeah, because she basically said, so far, so good. That's a very mediocre, tepid response. Not like, oh yeah, Luke's great. It's like, so far, so good. He's good with Isaiah. If we're saying Stefan's the bar, okay, I guess tepid is good, but I...
But can we say we've really seen any type of real emotion out of her mom ever?
I guess not.
Like, even when she's playing with Isaiah and, like, as a grandma, that's, like, such a happy moment for you. She's still pretty, like, meh.
Yeah.
I guess so.
So.
But Luke seems so positive. I want some energy.
Yeah.
But
where was Luke?
I think Luke's very respectful. I think he probably just was like, this isn't meant to be about me, so I'm going to be respectful.
I don't know. I mean, at the birthday party, he was down to be in the middle of it.
Well, I think that's because Stefan was trying to step up.
It would have made better TV.
That's what they should have had, was Stefan and Luke sit down like, dude, what's the problem? Because that's what I would have loved to see.
Tyler's over here just stirring the pot.
I think everybody should have been here.
Yeah. Everyone.
Everybody. Robert should have been here.
Danae should have been here.
Absolutely.
Well, we got Danae on the last reunion. I feel like that was like wrapping up that little.
I wanted Danae to come back and profess his love.
Oh God.
For Robert.
Danae grinds Brianna's gears.
Danae grinds my gears.
Hey. Yes.
Beyond recognition. But yeah, so we find out actually that, so Stefan tries to be the whole, you know, I don't like Luke being around Isaiah because I can't have Isaiah around people I'm dating. And we find out Kayla said, no, that's not the case. The thing is, I said you can't have him around this particular girl that you're messing with because she threatened to beat me till I miscarried.
Yes.
Which, what?
Lord.
Who says that?
That was intense.
Yeah, like... absolutely ridiculous.
That was almost the only audience reaction they cut to, by the way, for the whole show.
Yeah.
Right?
Because yeah, everyone was like, what the hell? Like,
yeah.
That's not something you say. I just, like, I'm trying to think of an instance where I've ever been mad enough to say anything that out of pocket.
Yeah.
But how do you feel about Stefan dating her after knowing that?
Well, I think exactly. We know that Stefan is not the best quality of human.
I mean, okay, but he seems to legitimately care about his son. So yeah. Knowing that she would say something about, like, that.
And even guys.
So, like, oh, I want your baby mama to have a miscarriage. Cool. Like, you want to grab coffee or?
And guys that I know that have issues with their baby mama, like, they still, well, ones that I personally know, they still would never allow a woman come in and disrespect her to that extent. It's one thing to have issues with your baby mama, but for you to let another woman talk about her like that, that's another level.
Yeah. That was just wild to me. We find out that Stefan's mom hasn't met the baby, but that is not necessarily Kayla's doing. That's, you know, she's like, you're more than welcome to come meet the baby, but you have to come to me. Like, I'm not going
to. Not in winter, Drew.
Not in winter.
Can't play with y'all in winter, evidently.
I understand that, though, because his mom lives where? Florida, right?
I think she does, yeah.
And then they live in Chi-Town?
Wherever it is, I feel like your warmth is not more important than seeing your grandson.
No, it's absolutely, it's not a valid excuse.
It's like, oh yeah, no, I totally get it. But I can't, coats? What?
It's not a valid excuse, but it was one of the only times that it was a laugh-worthy moment.
I mean, come on. This woman has only been on the show via FaceTime. Mm-hmm. And she's there live, but all these other characters who are on the show aren't there at all. Like, what is going on with this?
Yeah.
And then let's get into it because I dislike this lady. From Stefan's
mom?
Yeah, from this episode. I've liked her. I don't want to jump over what you're about to
talk. No, go right ahead.
I've liked her the whole series because she talks Stefan down, calms him down, kind of sets him on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the reunion, she's yelling at Kayla like crazy. I thought way out of order.
Mm-hmm.
Kayla's complaining and saying, he does nothing for me. I raise my son all by myself. Mm-hmm. He gives me nothing. And then his mom is yelling at her about, we'll take him to court. Like, what? Yeah. No, turn to your son and tell him to get his life together.
Yeah, that was absolutely ridiculous. One, don't ever in life, if I am raising your grandchild by myself, never in life call me a dummy.
Right.
She should be on Kayla's team 100%.
Right, your son doesn't pay for anything. And as far as I'm concerned, he still doesn't, well, he says he doesn't have a job yet. He has some lined up, apparently.
As far as I'm concerned, if he was paying his court-ordered child support, he still wouldn't be doing anything because it's $40 a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's play a fun game of things that literally cost more than $40. That your phone bill probably is more than $40. How much I spend at a bar on a Saturday night.
Dinner tonight.
Yeah.
Yes. My car payment.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Like,
more than a couple packs of diapers. I mean.
Manny and Petty.
Amen.
Yep. A date to the movies.
Oh, definitely.
These are all things I'm sure that Stefan has no problem.
The tab when he went out to eat with his buddy that we saw.
Yeah.
The part that really pissed me off, well, it was entertaining, but she pointed out the fact that he was wearing new shoes.
Yeah.
She's like, well, where did those come from?
And I didn't hear. What did he say? Did you hear what his response was?
He said, like, that those were a gift or his mom got them for him or something like that.
Something like that.
Sure. Has mom bought anything for the baby?
Probably not.
Come on, guys.
And it's just, like, it's really ridiculous. It's not just my problem with Stefan's mom. This is my problem with a lot of moms in general, where your son is not incapable of being a tool.
Yeah.
And I know that's so hard to understand. My mom is horrible with this too, because my brothers will do things and I'll be like, mom, and she's like, that's my baby. And I'm like, no, 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 no. That's a grown man.
Yeah.
It's not cute.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yes.
But stop coddling your boys, because whoever hurt you His mom is the, like, his mom was encouraging that behavior. Right. So why would you continue this ridiculous cycle?
There's a difference between having your son's back and going to bat for him and supporting him, and even through the mistakes we're making, right? Our parents are going to support us. And tough love, whatever we want to call it, setting him on the right path. Mm-hmm. Like, look, I support you. Maybe you made a mistake by having a kid too early, you unplanned, whatever. Yeah. I'm going to support you. But you don't not pay child support. You don't not take care of your kid. You don't hit your baby mama. You don't. Yeah. You know what?
You don't date women who say they're going to beat your baby mama to the point of miscarriage. You don't talk to women in general the way that he talks to women.
Maybe you don't date anybody until you have a job and you're supporting the kid. Yeah. There's better priorities. And that's why I was disappointed, because I felt like she had been steering him the right way the whole time we were watching it this season. And then I don't know what happened this reunion.
And I get wanting to defend your son because, like, you know, the entire, like, about a million people are watching this show and have their opinions on your kid. And I understand that natural need to defend and to whatever. But you also have, like, he put himself in this situation.
Absolutely.
No one asked you to practice the pull-out method. No one asked you to push your baby mama. No one asked you to yell. And you don't get to be like, oh, my dad wasn't around, so that's why I'm a tool. Because, newsflash, a lot of us grew up with daddy issues, and you don't see us all pushing and hitting and, you know, defiling women. So,
yes,
grow up.
Do you remember what the comment was, or what was said before Stefan's mom called her a dummy? Because I know she called them both dummies. She mentioned the both of them, but I don't remember why.
She said, she was saying, like, he's going to ask Grandma, why did it take so long for us to meet? And she said, because your parents are a bunch of dummies.
Okay. Right. And yes, that's where you don't call me the dummy. Yeah. He's the dummy.
But, I mean, flat out, what did she do?
Yeah, she What has she do done anything.
That's dumb besides hook up with her son?
Exactly. Right? We want to be able to get into these awards, so we're going to hop into Jade real quick, and then we're going to hop into these awards. But Jade, we find out, is back with Sean. He looks great.
Yeah,
he does. We find out he is over 200 days sober, which we're here for. They're doing great. That's really about the gist of it. He's still in rehab a couple months ago. They're great. They look great. I'm here for it.
Same. Yeah, everything seemed to be going good. Hopefully mom's got some jobs she's starting, it seems, when she gets back home. So that's fantastic. Seems like she's going good. Sobriety's going good. So, yeah.
Yeah, fingers crossed happy rest of, life.
Yeah.
You know, I've obviously always want to encourage somebody who's going through rehab and whatnot to, you know, keep going and keep pushing. And 200 days is a huge accomplishment. Yeah. So,
You said when we were watching, he really looks good.
Yeah.
He looks healthy. Better. He looks more himself. And I think before he went to rehab, we kind of saw him. He was looking a little bit more withdrawn, a little bit pacey. It wasn't looking good. He looks great. And even they seem really happy.
Even how he was, like, just talking in general, I was like, oh, he's actually, like, a handsome guy. Like,
very positive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he looked, I mean, no offense to him whatsoever, but when he was using and stuff, he looked like he was using. Like, I was really confused. I was like, what did Jade see in this guy?
Yeah.
But now that we're seeing him cleaned up and whatnot, I'm like, okay, that's great.
And they're officially together.
Yeah, he looks nice. You know, I'm rooting for them. I wasn't always rooting for them, but now I am. You got me. You sold me. I'm rooting for you.
Same.
Let's get into these awards. So these awards are not just based on tonight's reunion, but they are just based on the season as a whole. So you guys in the chat, you guys on iTunes, Spotify, wherever, you feel free to, you know, cast your votes. Feel free to award whoever you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And let us know, and we'll check them out throughout the week. So category number one, best dad. We really just did this for Mike because Mike has been rooting for one dad in particular. Mm-hmm.
I have, right? I'm not mistaken. I've been consistent.
Yeah.
Sean is the best dad.
I'm going to agree with that.
Sean is the best dad. We see where they've ended up now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They're together. Rehab's going good. He's putting in that effort. What other dad has come close?
Nah, yeah. None of them, I don't think.
That's so dead serious.
I think they've all been pretty bad throughout the season. They've had their moments.
Yep.
But I agree, Sean, he's gone through his little moment, but he's working to get out of it. And I think that's very commendable. So, yes, I agree. Yeah.
I agree. I think that, like, I think it says a lot to address a problem and then to actually go and execute and try to fix the problem. And he's the only one, besides maybe Barr, who's really fought, like, tooth and nail to, you know, take his demons head on and change and try to be better. So, congrats, Sean. You have us sold. You're the best daddy. Good for you. Nice. Now, our next category is scene stealer. So, what is your... Somebody who, throughout the... you know, season. This is more like a subplot character. They may not always be on the show, but when they are, you're like, they get it. They're about that life.
It's positive? Ooh. Or is scene stealing doesn't mean it's positive?
No, it's positive. It's scene stealer. You're like, yes, I like you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I rock with you. Mm.
Gosh. Okay. I have to really think about this one.
All right.
Because if we were going to be able to do negative, it's Shen all day.
I mean, yeah.
That's the scene stealer of the entire show.
Of course.
She is her own reality show. We'll be doing an after show on that.
I'll give it to you.
Soon.
Yeah. Shen could easily be a scene stealer.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yes.
My scene stealer would be, I think, either Vanessa, Brianna's sister, or Annabelle, Kayla's best friend.
That's a good
one. Those are good, yeah.
Always with the knowledge.
Yes.
Can we say the babies?
I mean, the babies are obviously scene stealers. If I had a dollar for every time Isaiah, like, made my heart explode.
In the very end there, when Stefan picked him up.
When Stefan picked him
and
up.
And he did that, like, whip smash, like, whoosh. Yeah. It was like,
the cutest.
How planned could that have been?
The cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. I agree with the best friends. Yeah.
Annabelle's a good one. Yes.
So, we're going with Annabelle?
Annabelle.
Annabelle, right. Honey.
Annabelle's on point.
You're a good friend. Kayla, don't lose her. We like you. I just realized that there was clapping.
And that's, I know.
Great.
But stop going behind Kayla's back to her mom with stuff.
That's, what's the other?
The thing? Other, Devin.
It's Devin. It's Devin, yeah.
Yeah.
But any of them. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like a little group.
Yeah, you know. Communicate.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kayla's mom, moms in general, let's do favorite grandma.
Favorite grandma.
Ooh. We have a lot of good... I mean, all the grandmas on the show are pretty top contenders.
I would say Lexi's mom, because she was, in my opinion, the most involved with conversation with Lexi, just about everything. I feel like they sat down the most and talked, and it was always usually, like, pretty peaceful. And she stepped up and kind of started that conversation with Kyler when things were rough. So I'm going to give it to her.
I got to agree. I mean, of all the moms, she, I think, is the most level-headed. I think she doesn't just, you know, bow down to whatever's going on. I think she sticks it to them when it needs to be stuck to. And she doesn't let them get off easy. And I think she's done a really good job handling the whole situation. And included in that, I think, is her husband.
Yeah.
Because he, you know, I think he stays pretty silent. He's a stepdad, so he doesn't want to overstep his boundaries on what he can say about her daughter, kind of like what we've been saying with these, right? But he's there supportive, and they've worked through Kyler.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. Amber, that's Lexi's mom. She was bomb. And yeah, Amber, go off, sis. Your grandma, favorite grandma of
favorite
the season.
Grandma.
So keep it classy. Let's do most likely to succeed, the couple that we think is going to go the distance. Which, at least the furthest, you know? Maybe not all the way, but pretty far.
I'm going to say Ashley and Barr. At least go the furthest, I think.
What does that mean? Last the longest?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
I think so. Because they're taking all the right steps to try and work past everything that's happened so far. And they seem to be very down with each other. Like, they seem like they're all each other needs. I get that vibe from them. So, I don't know. I would say them. Why are you looking like
this? I don't think so.
No?
No. I think it's Kyler and Lexi.
strictly out of just they won't.
I don't
break
think.
Up.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I yeah, I think they're just gonna bumble along and just be together forever.
That's fair. Okay. I actually, if
that's success,
I don't think I would have ever said this before here until seeing his.
Everybody, listen up.
His like his improvements this episode, but if Sean continues the way he is now and keeps that up, I really do think Jay and Sean would go the distance. I think there's a lot of love there. I think the only real thing that separated them was the addiction, and if he continues to fight it like he is, then I don't see why they wouldn't work out.
I think they got a good shot. Yep.
I think so, too.
So, where are we going with this? That's a three-way tie.
It's Kyler.
No.
Okay. I guess that one's a three-way tie. You guys are going to have to let us know in the comments who you all think is going to go the distance, because it's going to be a hard one. And then lastly, let's do our gold star moment of the season.
That's tough.
Ooh.
Season.
There were quite a few.
I will say my gold star moment of the season was Kayla defending herself to Stefan and Stefan's mom on the reunion, just because if you remember her at the beginning of the season, she was really such a, for lack of a better word, pushover. And to just see her kind of have so much strength in saying, like, I did this by myself, I thought was really empowering. And I was like, yeah, you did. You did do this by yourself.
Yes.
And I was really proud of her.
Yes.
So that's my gold star moment of the season.
It's a good one. My gold star moment of the season, I guess it's not just one moment, but it's just therapy, like as a concept or as an idea. Everybody pretty much went to therapy, I think, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure, if not everyone, then almost everyone. But I think that that was a great step for everybody to take, because everyone had different issues, but it seemed like they all just needed someone to talk to get all that out. So therapy is my gold star.
That's a really good one. That's a really good all-encompassing one.
I like that.
I think they all the girls can have some kind of gold star moment. I'm going to give mine to Brianna for finally breaking up with Robert, because I predicted it like three episodes in a row, and finally it happened. But I'm proud of her, because I think we can all agree she jumped into that relationship too quickly. They moved across country, yada, yada, yada. They got all this stuff, financial problems going on. I feel like she's finally in the right place of what she needs to do to take care of her son, help out mom, just do her and get it together. So yeah. I think she's finally, the gold star is her finally being in a good place here at the end.
I agree. Yes. I'm here for it. You guys, let us know in the comments what your all's gold star moment of the seasons were. And before we say our goodbye of the season, I just really quickly wanted to touch on the fate of this show. I guess this technically counts as news and gossip. But as of right now, MTV has not put the axe on the show. They have not decided officially what they're doing with the show. The reason for the post from a bunch of the Teen Moms is because it's sounding like Ashley actually didn't want to come back. That's what a lot of the gossip blogs are saying right now, is that she's the one who actually may not come back. So that was for what was kind of swirling, the are they coming back, are they not coming back. But as of right now, MTV has not decided. So, I mean, if you guys like us, if you like the show, let MTV know. And, you know, let them know that they could get some new people for the reunion next
week. Teen Mom, Young and Pregnant, Shen's Revenge.
Ooh,
season two.
Man. Like it. But until next time, guys, we've had so much fun hanging out with you all. If you want to keep up with us, my name is Drew Jones. You can find me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
My name is Tyler McKinney. You can find me on Instagram at Tyler S. McKinney and on YouTube at Tyler McKinney.
And I'm Mike Thieling. You can find me everywhere at Mike Thieling.
Until next time, guys, we'll see you later.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.